going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Saints should be on the clock.
They are, sir. Ty Robinson from Nebraska, defensive lineman, going to Philly with the 111th overall selection.
Yeah, that's about all they need, another defensive lineman. And he's a guy that's got a lot of he got the P word next to him.
Potential.
And he got a lot of guys that's going to prod him pretty good. And, this is where Vic Fangio kind of puts his fingers, thumbs, any other body part on a pick in the draft on a guy like Ty Robinson. Who was a really great athlete. He ran the fastest 40-yard time of any of the interior guys. It just sometimes has not translated to production out on the football field. But, man, a really terrific athlete and a guy that has some movement with him. He can play both in the interior as a defensive tackle or off the edge, and that's something Fangio puts a lot of premium on.
Looking at some best fits right now at CBS Sports for the New Orleans Saints with this selection, guys. Isaiah Bond, a wide receiver out of Texas. Jalen Royals, another wide receiver from Utah State. And Western Michigan corner, Bilal Cohn. So we'll see what if the black and gold end up going in one of those
and
directions.
And the pick's already in, Steve, so we won't have to wait very, very long for it. And so we'll give you that selection when it comes down for the Saints.
First of two in the fourth.
Yeah, and so they got another one right down the road. I think, Mike, you said, 18 more picks back?
Yeah, they do. According to Nick Underhill, it's going to be Oklahoma linebacker Danny Stutzman.
Man, Danny is a guy that is, I'll steal Abear's term, he's a tackling machine. Danny Stutzman's all over the field. He could play in the interior. He could be a middle linebacker. He could be a Mike. He could also play on the strong side or the weak side. Very instinctive football player. Look at the numbers Danny Stutzman has put up with the Sooners. I remember when Tulane played Oklahoma and Coach Summerall, the first name he brought up was Stutzman. I said, it's almost like twins. He said, you know what, when you watch it on film, it's almost like they got two Stutzmans out there. That's a really good pick for the Saints. Man, I'm a big fan of Danny Stutzman, and he is one of these off-ball linebackers that plays the run well, has been pretty good in the coverage part of the game also. But I think other than running back, hasn't that been the most devalued position, Deuce, at linebacker?
In the linebacker
position? The off-ball?
Yeah, off-ball. I mean, coming into the draft, you really probably thought first round, the Georgia linebacker that Atlanta.
Jalen Walker.
Yeah, Jalen Walker, and most people are like, well, he's off-ball. You know, he doesn't rush to – I guess there's a premium for a guy, obviously, that rushes the passer because he can change the game. But off-ball linebacker, I mean, if he's a three-down guy – and he's not coming off the field, that's what you want. And so for the Saints, as they transition to kind of a 3-4 defense, I think it's a pretty good pick for them to be able to add to that linebacker spot. That was one of the places we thought that they would go. Of course, you're going to add a little bit more, whether that's through the draft and or free agency. But it's a pretty good pick for the Saints. And so
I really like this pick of Danny Stutchman. And again, because he's a playmaker on defense. And they were looking for a certain bigger type linebacker. Danny Stutchman brings that to the table in that he is a bigger linebacker. Because before, a lot of these linebackers you pick, and they look like strong safeties. Danny Stutchman, you know, he got some size on him in the fact that I know at the combine his measurables, he was 6 foot three and a quarter.
Mike, hold on. You know, they got the pick, they're announcing it at the Eiffel Tower. You know, we're gonna have to go talk to management, man.
We should be picked.
We should be there.
We should be there.
We need to go talk to management.
Alyssa DeSantis from the Eiffel Tower announces Danny Stutchman.
And he's 6 foot three and a quarter, 233 pounds. He ran a 4.5, 240-yard dash. But when you watch him play.
Plays fast.
Man, he's fast. And throughout his career in the 4 years at OU, 376 tackles, 37 tackles for losses, 8 quarterback sacks, 3 pass interceptions, 8 pass deflections, and 1 fumble recovery, and he forced 4 fumbles.
And played in 47 games. He missed as a freshman. He played in 10, so he's available, baby.
And that is what you want. But we watching some of the tape on him. The first one they showed, he's out in coverage. And that is, to me, something today, if you're going to play that off-ball linebacker, okay, you can see his instincts against the run, his ability to read what's happening out on the field, but also his coverage skills. And now we just watching him. He just picked off a pass. He read the eyes of a quarterback, jumped right in, undercut it right there. So you're talking about a big dude who can play. And, again, 366 tackles, that's a lot of tackles in college football.
Yeah, drop it into that hook zone as far as what you talked about. And I guess the question becomes, and it's not necessarily a strong side. It's a jack, it's a wheel. I mean, and so if you're a true 3-4 or even a 4-3, would he be the strong side backer?
I would put him at the strong side.
Yeah, so it's the Mike and the Sam that he probably could play.
Yep. Exactly.
Mike and the Sam that he could probably play. And so, you know, I think it's a pretty good pick for the Saints. Like I said, they've got – you knew that they had to add some bodies, particularly if you're going to have more linebackers on this on this team. And now some of your defensive ends will transform to a stand-up linebacker. You know, I could see a guy like Granderson being able to do that. I could see a guy like Chase Young being able to do that. Even a Cam Jordan being able to do that. Isaiah Foskey is another one that could transform into that stand-up linebacker type guy. So we knew this team had to be able to add some guys to it. And so pretty good pick for the Saints.
Mike, what pick was that for overall?
112.
112.
Okay, because I just got this sent to me. Somebody got my top 105. He was 102 for me. So that was pretty close.
Pretty darn good.
Yeah, that was pretty close. But yep. He was my linebacker 6, and I thought he may just tumble because of the fact linebackers today, it's not the value maybe you had years ago, especially the off-ball linebacker that's not used a tremendous amount as a pass rusher. And so I like the pick of Danny Stutchman, I'll be honest with you. I think he can come in and play for you pretty quickly. And the San Francisco 49ers have just picked C.J. West, defensive tackle from Indiana. We saw him blossom. He started at Kent State and then transferred to Indiana. I saw a lot of Indiana football this year, and he's a big guy in the middle that can cause some havoc, stopping the run. And, man, he's quick for a big man. He can move and get you some pressure inside.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.